This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 26th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. Water supply forecasts inadequate. SPCA billed dead for the year. SCOTUS up in CWA regulation. And will Congress address Prop 12? Auditor, DWR's water supply forecasts are inadequate. The state auditor has issued a scathing report on California's progress on factoring climate change into water supply forecasts. In 2021, ahead of a failed congressional bid, former Assemblymember Adam Gray tasked the auditor with investigating forecasting mistakes. The Merced Democrat was furious about a million-acre feet of projected runoff that failed to arrive in reservoirs. According to the report, the Department of Water Resources acknowledged more than a decade ago the need for a new forecasting method, but continues to rely on outdated information. DWR could not justify to the auditor why it made certain reservoir releases at the height of the drought. While DWR has made progress in the past 2 years, the report calls for the department to adopt a formal process for evaluating the quality of its forecasts. It also charges that DWR has not developed a comprehensive long-term plan for mitigating or responding to drought. SPCA bill pulled for the year following ag concerns. Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel of Los Angeles was proposing a bill that targeted puppy mills but stoked fears of frivolous lawsuits. The bill would reform a century-old law to allow nonprofits designated as a society for the prevention of cruelty to animals to bring civil claims to court. But an agriculture coalition argued it would allow extremist animal rights groups to target dairies, fairs, ranches, and other livestock operations. The bill has advanced through two committees and awaits a full assembly vote. But Gabriel decided this week to shelve the bill for the year and to return to it in January. He had pledged to continue conversations with the opponents. WOTUS likely dead post-SCOTUS. The Supreme Court's monumental ruling on the Clean Water Act likely means the Biden administration will have to define once again which wetlands are subject to federal regulation. This time, however, many wetlands are certain to wind up exempt. In the case of Sackett versus the EPA, the court threw out the significant nexus test outlined by Justice Anthony Kennedy in the 2006 Rapnos decision. The test said wetlands could be regulated if they, quote, alone or in combination with similarly situated lands of the region significantly affect the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of other covered waters understood as navigable in the traditional sense. Now, the EPA had specifically asked the court to defer to its new rule's definition of adjacent wetlands, which relies on the Kennedy test, but the court declined. Now, here's the result. Environmental attorney Rafe Peterson of Holland & Knight said, quote, that rule's not going to survive any further. He continued, whereas previous SCOTUS decisions, such as Rapnos, provided EPA with some flexibility to continue to regulate broad classes of wetland and ephemeral streams, he said, quote, I don't think Sackett gives any wiggle room. California reactions. Well, California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen applauded the clarity the decision brings. He said farmers and ranchers have, quote, faced many years of confusion over what waters are regulated by the federal government, and they need effective, efficient, and reasonable rules. Yet Governor Newsom blasted SCOTUS as, quote, hell-bent on stripping EPA of its ability to literally protect the environment. The decision, he argued, will, quote, cause more people to suffer from the ills of polluted water. He vowed to continue enforcing California's stricter version of waters of the U.S. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. farmer lawmaker who battled over WOTUS welcomes the decision. No one was happier to see the ruling than Representative John Duarte, nursery owner who once was prosecuted for filling vernal pools as part of plowing a field. California Republican learned about the decision as he came off the House floor yesterday morning. Duarte later told AgriPulse's Steve Davis that EPA or the Corps, quote, should put out field guidance letters to property owners throughout America that set aside any jurisdictional claims they've had over isolated wetlands based on the significance test. The significance nexus is gone, Duarte said. That means that prairie potholes, small depressions on properties, and vernal pools, common in California, are no longer jurisdictional under the Clean Water Act. Duarte expects Congress to stay out of the issue. He said, quote, I don't see an appetite in Congress to award any additional authority here, he said. Now, on the other side, environmental groups and their congressional allies say the court's 5-4 decision puts wetlands nationwide at risk. The opinion, quote, undercuts the legal foundation of the new science-based WOTUS regulation as it applies to wetlands, Earth Justice said. Sam Sankar, the group's senior vice president of programs, said, quote, more than 118 million acres of formerly protected wetlands now faced an existential threat from polluters and developers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senior Democrat cautions on Prop 12 fix. Aubrey added on the Supreme Court, a senior California Democrat, Representative Jim Costa, he's doubtful the Senate will go along with putting a provision of the next farm bill to override California's Proposition 12, a ballot initiative that regulates animal housing for products sold in the state. The High Court's decision earlier this month to uphold Prop 12 is expected to lead to similar ballot initiatives in other states. Now, House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania wants to use the Farm Bill to keep that from happening. Costa said of the Thompson plan, it's a nice gesture, but it's not going to stay in the Senate. Now, keep in mind, just getting such a provision through the House Ag Committee has been a challenge in the past, but Thompson says there's a better chance of getting a provision of the Farm Bill now that the Supreme Court has acted. Thompson also notes that the two Republicans who fought over the issue last time are both not in Congress anymore, Steve King of Iowa, Jeff Denham of California. Thompson said, quote, the Supreme Court put so much at risk in terms of interstate commerce and agriculture, so I think we're in a good place to do something in agriculture. Now, by the way, this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers, California Republican Representative David Valadeo, says he wants to see the next farm bill expand crop insurance options for specialty crops. The policies, quote, that have already been implemented work very well, said Valadeo. He also wants to see some changes in dairy policy, he said. This week's Newsmakers available today at AgriPulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. It was like a foot of water, and I moved the garbage cans and felt like a hero. That California Farm Bureau Administrator Jim Houston comparing minor urban flooding issues to the devastation unfolding on farmlands. Houston spoke at an assembly informational hearing on the ongoing winter storm impacts to agriculture. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.